Welcome to the new and improved Training Unleashed podcast. Don't worry, it's the same podcast you know and love, just with a fresh coat of paint. We're brought to you by the Learning Network, where traditional and digital learning is made possible. Now, get ready for another exciting episode with your host, Evan Hackle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of Training Unleashed. On behalf of everyone at the Learning Network, we're thrilled to have you. I want to give a special shout out to our sponsors, C-Suite TV and C-Suite Radio. We've got a great guest, Carol Kammerer. And we are going to be talking about something we don't normally talk about. First off, you should know Carol is a brand expert, a leading author, professional speaker. But we're not going to be talking about most of that today. What we're really going to be talking about today is you and how you, as a learning professional, and I know we have people in HR and operations that maybe not directly learning professionals, so I'll just say it more differently. You as a professional can make a greater success out of your life by connecting with LinkedIn to not only learn, but create relationships and improve your resource capabilities with LinkedIn. And we're not talking about LinkedIn learning. We're talking about LinkedIn as a tool. So, Carol, I'm going to ask you this first question, which is a little off topic, but really on topic. How did you ever become a LinkedIn expert, and what caused you to want to become one?
Oh, you know, it was absolutely by mistake. So I had been a marketing communications person for a Fortune 500 company. I was a contractor for them, a consultant. But they used me every time there was a first of kind therapy because I could address all of their audiences and write from the blank page. So I really loved my job, but after 20 some years, it disappeared because the company downsized and they outsourced some whole functions, including marketing communications. I was dead in the water. I had no network outside the company. I had no reputation outside the company. Nobody knew my capabilities. And I turned to LinkedIn for myself to really understand the power. How does it work? What is the underpinning of the algorithm? How do we make it really respond to us? And while I was learning that, I reached to friends who had hired me for all those 20 plus years. And I shared with them what I was learning. And they were so impressed, they began to send me their friends as my clients.
Nice.
Well, what's that?
I said nice.
It was, except for that wasn't what I thought I wanted. I wanted a corporate job. But sooner or later, I realized that the universe was creating a Carol-sized door, and I walked through. And it's been a marvelous, marvelous new chapter in my career. I'm really excited about it.
So you walk through the door.
Yes.
Let's hit the thing that people care about the most. If we listen to you and get your tips, which we're about to get, what are the benefits? What do I get for paying attention to you and implementing the things you're about to suggest?
Oh, absolutely. So when our profile is more powerful online, we come up higher on the search engine. When somebody puts in our keywords, the keywords that could find us, if we paid attention and used some of the tips that I'm going to provide, you will come up higher on that search, which is important for whatever opportunity you're looking for. That's one, is that you will come up higher. The other is, I'll be talking a little bit about how do we connect and not just do that, yes, I'm connected now, but how do we develop relationships on LinkedIn? Because that is the key to, I don't know, enjoyment. And it's also the key to moving people along from cold to warm and perhaps toward becoming our customers or our champions?
You know, from my experience on LinkedIn, people either get it or don't get it. So there are some people, their preferred method of communication is LinkedIn messaging. And for some people, they haven't, does LinkedIn have messaging? So let's get right into it. Let's assume our listeners are novice, okay?
Okay.
What are the key, where do you start? How do you get going?
Okay. Well, I would say one framework is to think of what can you see on someone's profile in 7 seconds. Because, you know, we have only 7 seconds to make a first impression. And that's if you and I are in the same room. So we have to assume that that works on LinkedIn. And if we are looking at a profile in 7 seconds to make that first impression, there are just only so many things we can take in with our eyes. So the first is, we always look at your picture because that's the way we connect with people. We look them in the eyes. Are they looking away instead of at us? Are they looking like they're not paying attention? When I present, I have a bunch of really bad LinkedIn headshots, including people who are wearing sunglasses and looking down at their phone. It's amazing, you know? So the picture really needs to be a first-class picture. And we need to have our eyes and our mouth smiling at the person who's looking at us. And we achieve that by looking right at the camera lens. So that's the very first thing. You have to have a great picture. You have to have a great banner image. Now, LinkedIn provides, you know, a default, but it doesn't tell you anything about who you are, what your brand is. It doesn't add any value. And so I teach people how to add value by filling that banner image, which is that great big part of real estate right behind your picture. And then
I have the biggest problem with the banner. I don't know what to put on the banner.
Okay. Well, because you have a company, I would think that you would have an easier time because you can put your logo on the banner. You can put your podcast on the banner. You can put you as a speaker on the banner, or you as a podcast host on the banner. Pictures of you in back of pictures of you are actually pretty powerful. So
Carol, I'm going to do something for the people that are watching on C-Suite TV and people watching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And by the way, our YouTube TV, search Training Unleashed Network to find us on YouTube. And I'm going to share my screen just because I think it would be cool while you're talking for people to look at what I assume, because it's yours,
it is
on LinkedIn page.
Yeah.
So now, obviously, people that are listening, you know, and listening, just go to LinkedIn and go to Carol, last name spelled K-A-E-M-M-E-R-E-R.
Got it.
So anyhow, I can see you got people in the background, which is interesting. So please continue. I apologize for the interruption.
So with this banner image, if you are able to see my banner image on video here, you can see that I have a little credibility thing here at the bottom, recognized by the top six persons, among the top six personal branding experts by the American Reporter. And then I've got my book, which also establishes credibility, and also the awards that I've won, including best-selling book. So those are two things that hit you in the first 7 seconds. The other thing that is likely to capture people's attention is the headline, and that's the little text that's under your name. Now, one of the things about this is that we have 220 characters. And if you're looking at mine, you can tell 220 characters is really kind of a lot of characters. I always craft it in a certain way. And I'm going to share that with you because I think that so many people, when they hear it's 220 characters, they go wild and they list a bunch of different like hats that they wear, whether they're skills or positions, and they list them and they put slashes or pipes in between, and they got maybe seven going. Here's the thing. If you're using more than three things that you want people's attention to stick with, and you're listing more than three, you're absolutely going to disappear. Three is powerful, and we remember three. We're hardwired as people to remember things in groups of three, and that's why preachers and teachers and speakers and orators and writers of every kind have used the formula of three, because it sticks. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I came, I saw, I conquered. But when you list...
I know I have four.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, it's not as terrible, but there are ways to put the fourth one in without a pipe or a slash. So the concept is that when you have three, you're memorable. And when there are four, you begin to look unfocused. And if you look unfocused to people, they won't be able to remember you for what you want to be known for. And you just kind of disappear in their memory.
By the way, your picture on LinkedIn is fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, on the smile, you're inviting, you look like somebody. I would like to talk to this person because I see them as friendly. Yeah.
Yes. You know, that is so important. One of the things that I know as a marketing communications person is that when you do a LinkedIn search and you see those 10 people on the right as in response to your search, the first one or two people you're going to reach out to are the ones that you have an emotional connection with. And that happens with that eyes and smile. So it's incredibly important.
So Carol, I noticed that you have an interesting last name.
Yes, I do.
And that's a big LinkedIn advantage because yes. I'm sure there are not a lot of Carols with your last name.
That is absolutely correct. Except for probably in Germany. I have not though found any international people with that.
And there apparently in the world, three Evan Hackles. One is from Germany, and none of them are focusing on LinkedIn, so I'm pretty lucky there. Get a little confused on Facebook. But if I had a last name, a name that a lot of people have, are there any tricks?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you could be the Evan Hackle. I really kind of like that one because you already are extremely well known in your field, and to claim it is kind of gutsy to say the Evan Hackle. You could also, if you didn't want to be so bold, you could use academic credentials at the end of your name, or if you have a keyword that is so powerful that you're not going to change it, you could use Evan Hackle training, Evan Hackle franchiser, something like that. You could also use Evan Hackle with a number after it, or use your middle initial. One of the things about using your middle initial is that you have to be fairly consistent, not only on LinkedIn, but across platforms. if you're going to be using your middle initial, so that people will recognize, oh, you are the Evan J. Hackle that I was looking for.
Sure.
Yeah. So other things are using your last name first.
So I think we could spend a fair amount of time talking about like posting content and things of that nature. But I don't want to spend too much time there because I want to talk about relationship building, which I think is really the heart of my goal of having you here.
Yes. But
just quickly, what is the benefit for you to post, like if you publish articles or you have some information that you want to share? Mm-hmm. Is it important to do it? Is it important to do it frequently?
Okay, so let's talk about that and about engagement in general. When you post, it helps make you come to life for people because, you know, this is your content. This is what you're known for. This is what you care about. And so people begin to know you a little bit better, and that's great. But if you haven't done the requisite relationship building on LinkedIn, there's nobody to see your stuff because LinkedIn is feeding your material to about 3% of your network initially. If it doesn't get any traction, that is, if it doesn't get any comments of 5 words or more from people, it will die after the first four or five hours. But if you have a following of people who are anxious to read what you've written, they will comment and it's exciting.
How do we create a following?
Okay. So here's the thing. It has to do with paying attention to people. Just it's the same way as we meet somebody at a conference and we want to get to know them. And so we communicate with them. We begin, you know, to invite them for coffee. We pay attention to what they're posting online themselves.
So this sounds like the advice my mother gave me.
Uh-huh.
When I said to my mother, this is when I was a kid of like 6 or 7. And I said to my mother, how come I don't get more letters?
Oh, because you haven't written any.
That's right. She says, if you want to get letters, you need to write them. Now, this is showing my age because this is well before text or telephones being.
Right.
but I, you know, there's a thing called reciprocity where you get what you give. So
absolutely. The other thing is people in general love to be paid attention to.
Yeah.
And so when we pay attention to others, they are more likely to pay attention to us. And LinkedIn has recently, formulated what they consider to be engagement. And you can like stuff, but that doesn't do any good for the person whose material it is, unless you also comment. Hmm. A like by itself is meaningless to LinkedIn. It's not going to say, okay, she's got 20 likes, so we're going to move that forward to the, you know, next round of what we put in people's feed.
How about reposts?
So reposts are nice, but both liking and reposting really need commentary along with it. Of 5 words or more. So all those comments that people are putting out there, you go girl, great article, thanks for sharing, none of that counts. It is engagement that they're looking for and that they are rewarding. And so you need to say, I so like your point number 3, because I've seen it time and again in the companies that I consult with, where you, or you quote something that the person said in the article, you put it in quotation marks, you give it a tag of their name, which you do by typing the at sign or keying in the at sign. And then without any space between the at sign and their name, you begin to type their name. And on the left, LinkedIn will be matching your typing or your keying. You can tell what generation I'm from. But at any rate, when you see the right person, you pick them from the list and it creates what we call a tag, which is a hyperlink to their LinkedIn profile.
Yeah.
The reason that that's important to tag them is that LinkedIn will send an email to them saying, Carol Kimmer has mentioned you in a comment and here's the link. And it almost ensures that the person will come back and at least like the comment that I made.
Let me ask a couple questions here,
sure,
which are pretty much short. If let's say, for instance, let's say we don't know each other, but I'd like to know you, and maybe I want to sell you something or ask you a question or have you be a guest on my podcast, which is something I do on LinkedIn. If I go in and start commenting on your page and on your posts, will it make it more likely for LinkedIn to share my posts with you? And the same question, if I use the at sign, where I'm sharing a message where I'm bringing somebody else in, will that also make it more likely that when I post, LinkedIn will share to the person I add?
A little bit. The other thing that is exciting is if you and I don't know each other and you're trying to figure out, well, how do I approach this person to connect? One of the reciprocity things is you like a few of my things and make comments, then I already know who you are. So when you send your connection request, I am already teed up to say yes. You have already proven yourself to be an interesting person to me. The reason that that's important, especially now, is that LinkedIn has recently changed what's available with the basic account. It used to be that we could ask a lot of people to connect, but now they have narrowed down the number of people that you can ask to connect if you have a basic account to either 5 or 10, depending on when you joined or something. I don't know what, but it's not 5 to 10, it's 5 or 10. And they'll tell you how many you've got in a month, 5 or 10. Imagine.
So I pay for Navigator.
Well, I pay for premium too, but not all your people that are listening will be paid.
Oh, I know that. I know that. Yeah. Is it worth it for someone to upgrade to premium?
Well, now it's a whole lot more worth it than it used to be, because now you don't have any limits on how many asks you can make if you have a premium account. The other differentiation that they've added is that at a basic account, you have only 200 characters for your first connection request. And with a premium account, you have 300. So,
If I have a premium account and I make a post, will more people see it? Or is that not really changed?
No, it really has to do with how active you are and how responsive your network is and all of that.
So wanting to pay attention to time, I want to get to what I think is the most important question.
Sure.
Okay. I'm a training professional. How do I find my communities that I want to connect with that are about training professionals so that I can learn, interact, and develop relationships with training professionals?
Well, a good start is to go through the groups. Look at all the groups, put in into the search engine, you know, you're looking for groups, and put into the search engine training professions, and see what groups are operating in that area. Now, the groups are not incredibly active now. Several years ago, they took away a lot of the privileges of a group that made it more lively. But it's still an important thing because two things. One is people still want to be affiliated with their groups. It improves the it improves your findability because you're using the keyword of training professional. Executive recruiters are hanging out in those groups, and they're trying to figure out who's active. The other thing is you can look at the groups, and if you're not connected already to someone, you can connect by sending a message through the group, which is very powerful. It's a, you know, it's a private message. It's just like an email, but you send it through the group, and then your message can be as long as you'd like it to be. And, you know, it gets around and not being able to write more than 200 characters if you have a basic account. It gets around all those things. So groups are a really great place to start. The other approach to finding people is to do a filtered search. You would go to the search box and indicate that you want to look at people instead of companies, for instance, and you want to look at people who live, you know, in a certain place or who work for a certain company or, you know, whatever else you're looking for. So you would put in the search box, director of training, director of corporate training, whatever. And then do a people search using the filters.
So many years ago, I actually went into a training group, and I can't remember the name of it, and I probably could just go and look at my groups. And I said, hey, I want an exercise, and I want the point of the exercise to make this point. And I probably got like 40 responses that were like mind-blowingly great. And I went, wow, what an amazing resource. And having said that, I haven't used it that much for that purpose, but I remember that now and thinking maybe I should doing it more. I know the largest group is the HR group with over 2 million members.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can like easily post and have 2 million people find you. At least not. So if I want to, let's just say I wanted to connect with somebody, and maybe it's somebody I admire. By the way, this is a little off topic here. You and I have 180 mutual connections.
Yep.
I know, like, if I went in, we are connected. But I think I just connected because of this. But if I went in and saw someone with 180 connections, I would message them and say, or put in my note if I wanted to connect and say, wow, I saw that we had 180 people. We should probably get to know each other.
Right.
As an intro. But let's just say there's somebody I want to connect, whether it's just because I admire them or maybe I want to try to do business with them or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. What's the best tactics to do that?
Okay. So you want to, especially if you admire them, if that is the very first thing, just say, you know, I've been reading your material online and I'm loving what I'm reading also in your profile. Here's what I do and I would love to connect. One of the things that you don't want to do is say, I run a sales and training business, and I'd like to meet with you on Wednesday. How about a, you don't want to sell in your first or even your second encounter on LinkedIn, because people don't know who you are. That know, like, and trust is so important. And we need to establish that before we start trying to sell. So just for the sake of your audience, I would just really steer clear of trying to sell to people on LinkedIn right off, because it's the number one thing that makes me not connect with someone. Is it?
Well, I can tell you, I get so many emails.
Yes.
And so many messages. So let me do this, and then I think we need to get to the next phase of our conversation.
Sure.
But quantity versus quality of connections. Are there benefits to having quantity? Or, you know, should I just focus only people I truly, really, really know?
So there is a benefit to having at least, I'm trying to think, 500 connections seems so low. 500 plus, I think, is the lowest that they start to pay attention to you. The algorithm works best if you have a certain number of connections. So in that sense, if you don't have 500, you should be, you know, looking
to get to at least 500.
Yeah, to get there. But beyond that, there isn't really a lot of importance. The most important thing is that at least a core group of your people should be people that you're paying attention to and who are paying attention to you.
Wow, that seems difficult.
Oh, you know, it's not nearly as bad as you think. One of the things is, if you spend any time at all, you will find that there are people who are posting important to you information. And the more you comment on their stuff, the more times LinkedIn is going to send you their stuff. And you comment with a nice comment, they comment back with a nice comment. It builds. And so,
okay. So, Carol, we're going to shift. Anybody who's been listening knows you know a lot about LinkedIn.
Yes.
Tell us about you, your company, who you work with, who, you know, I'm sure you work with people interested about LinkedIn. But tell us more about your company, because I'm sure people are very interested in knowing more.
Sure. Okay. So my company is me and occasionally some helpers. When I deliver services, I'm delivering myself. I work with senior level leaders mostly. My signature offering is a done for you LinkedIn profile. And because as a marketing communications person and a LinkedIn expert, I spend a lot of time doing that. The price is commensurate with the people that I'm working with. So that's been a challenge, because there are more people who want to learn from me than people who can afford that done-for-you service. And so this coming next month, I'm going to be rolling out a very special group program where it's a done-with-me LinkedIn revision. And so I'll be sharing all of my tips to make sure that they can put their very, very best self forward. So that would be more accessible.
So the good news is, for any listener, is because of the time it takes after recording to be put on the air, Carol already has the group available to you. And I'll also say this to our, because this is primarily training people, and I think there's a huge benefit of using LinkedIn for training. You might share this podcast with your marketing people, because every senior executive in the company probably should be working with Carol or someone like Carol who can help them really look smart and be smart on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Because it really is important. And it's amazing to me how I will find people in very serious roles that don't even have a picture up on their profile. Oh. And, you know, I'm going to say this, and this will sound snooty, but that's okay. You can learn a lot from somebody by their profile, right? Yes. You can learn whether they're tech savvy. You can learn whether they understand basic marketing.
Yes.
If you're looking to hire somebody, I would never hire someone without looking over their LinkedIn page. Having yes. LinkedIn skills is not necessarily a requirement of the job, but it's going to tell me a lot about that person.
Absolutely.
So how do people reach you?
Okay. Well, a key to reaching me is taking a stab at spelling my last name, which has twice as many letters as it needs, but you have to use them. KaeMmerer. You can look me up on LinkedIn. My company email is carolkemmerer.com. It's the key. You can Google me. You can find my YouTube page, my YouTube channel, all of those things. If you know how to spell my name and you know Google, you can find me because I'm there.
Okay. And I'm also going to tell people that if they go to trainingunleash.net or they go to the YouTube channel Training Unleash Network on YouTube, we're going to have show notes. And if go to, for that matter, C-Suite TV or C-Suite Radio, there'll be show notes. So if you're listening, like a lot of people are on Spotify or Apple or iHeart or, you know, any of the platforms, you're not going to get that information. But it's worth getting to know how to spell her last name. So spell the last name one more time for everyone.
Okay. Oh, then, this is then magic.
Then share your offer.
Okay, it's KaeMmerer, like Mickey Mouse, Err. So, Kemmerer. And I have a special offer for your listening audience. And it is an ebook, and it's about increasing your visibility on LinkedIn. And that'll be in the show notes too. Maybe I can find it here. Yes. Okay. All right. This is a kind of crazy URL, but it's https://www.carolkemmerer.com/landing page for elevate your visibility.
Landing page for elevate your visibility.
Yes.
Yeah. It's easier to go to trainingunleash.net. Or go to our YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
Carol, we always end the show with, if there's one tip you want to share, what would that one tip be?
Be active on LinkedIn, especially when we're not seeing as many people as we used to at the office. You'll always be visible someplace online.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would love to know how much time a week you spend not working for clients, but yourself active on LinkedIn. And what would you recommend as a range of what somebody should be thinking about spending on LinkedIn a week?
Oh, okay. Well, I would say that they need to set something that they can do consistently. Can they do 10 minutes consistently every day? Or can they do 10 minutes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday? But just be more active than you were before. Have an intention that you're going to be active. And when you're active, remember that in order to show that you are engaged, you need a comment as well as a like, more than 5 words. So no, you go, girl. No, great article.
Great tip. And you know what's nice is you're not asking people to go spend 5 hours.
Oh, no.
You're saying spend 10 minutes. And you know, it's easy because you can scroll and see your things and check your messages. I mean,
yes.
There are a lot of, you know, a lot of times I'll read messages and go, oh my goodness, I can't believe I missed this.
Yes.
So I try to check my message 2 or 3 times a week at
That's
minimum.
That's really important.
Carol, yeah. Thank you for being on the show. The audience, I always appreciate you so much for listening or in this episode, maybe watching. On behalf of the Learning Network, we appreciate you. Please check out our YouTube Training Unleashed Network. And thanks again to our sponsors, CTV and CC Radio. Everyone have a great day.
And thank you, Evan. It's a pleasure being your guest here today as well.
Happy to have you.
Thank you for listening to the Training Unleashed podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, share, and rate the podcast. This helps us get to more ears. Be sure to follow us on wherever you get your podcasts as we release new episodes every Wednesday. You can also watch the VOD of the podcast at the Training Unleashed Network. That's youtube.com/Training Unleashed Network. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.